Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud tube on the floor. How could I help you?
I have two charges that were taken out of my checking account that I did not authorize from your company.
Okay, well, just so I can get it located, could you provide me with your zip code?
15661.
Thank you, and could I please have your first and last name?
James Wagner.
Thank you, and just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
304 Brennan Avenue, Lohanna, PA, 15661.
Thank you, and I do see here, looks like this was on it was for January 22nd, but you paid the shipping, which was $7.95 for a tablet.
I didn't order no tablet. I didn't ask for no tablet. I don't even have internet for a tablet.
Okay, well, I definitely do understand. And so with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that could have been used to place the order online.
And it's also a $54 one there, too.
Right.
Either it gets replaced or I'm going to bank tomorrow and sign fraud paper.
And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But it has been refunded, so that'll be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else that I could assist with?
Yeah, I want my money back.
Yes, sir.
I didn't authorize this.
Yes, sir. I just stated that it has been refunded.
The money has been refunded.
That is correct.
To my account.
It'll be back in the account. It may be today with you just being charged. If there is a delay, then that's 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I could do for you?
That's all I need to know. All right.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.